This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Philippines military chief is demanding that China return several rifles and equipment seized by the Chinese Coast Guard during a violent confrontation near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Here's AP correspondent Elisa Dwyer with details.
After a scuffle and repeated collisions, the Chinese seized the boats and damaged them with machetes, knives, and hammers. Chinese personnel on board more than 8 motorboats repeatedly rammed, then boarded the 2 Philippine inflatable Navy boats to prevent Filipino Navy personnel from transferring food and other supplies, including firearms, to a Philippine territorial outpost in Second Thomas Shoal, which is also claimed by Beijing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Nearly 2 million Muslims will reach the end of the Hajj pilgrimage this week, but extreme heat has proved fatal for hundreds who began the journey last Friday to the Kaaba at the Grand Mosque in Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Reuters correspondent Zakir Jasny reports.
The Hajj's timing is based on the lunar year, moving back 10 days each year. While the Hajj is now moving towards winter, it will occur in the peak of the summer in Saudi Arabia by the 2040s. Climate scientist Fahad Said says these deaths hint at future risk for millions of Hajj pilgrims. Heat-related deaths during the Hajj have been recorded since the 1400s. Pilgrims' vulnerability stems from exertion, exposure, an older age, as well as a simple lack of acclimatization to the heat.
That was Reuters correspondent Zakir Jasny. This is VOA News. Forecasters are predicting another day of scorching hot temperatures across the United States Thursday. A blistering heat wave stretching from the Midwest to the Northeast left millions of people sweltering through the Juneteenth holiday Wednesday. Rob Garduno and his family were visiting New York City from California. He told the Associated Press they had strategies to beat the heat as they toured the city.
We have a few different strategies. One, as you see, we all have hats, right? So we keep blocking from the sun. Number two, we stay hydrated. Number three, she has her umbrella. And then number four, depending on where the sun's hitting, we'll keep in the shade of the buildings as we're walking through and kind of traversing Manhattan. So, and we're taking frequent breaks, just like this one. So in the cool shade, there's a nice little cool breeze.
Heat index readings were expected to reach 37 degrees to 40 degrees Celsius in many locations Thursday. In sports, Major League Baseball will pay tribute to the Negro Leagues Thursday when the San Francisco Giants play the St. Louis Cardinals in Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. The game will also serve as a tribute to the late Hall of Famer Willie Mays, who broke into the game in the early 1950s as a member of the Birmingham Black Barons, who played at the 114-year-old stadium. In an interview with the Associated Press, sports historian Rob Ruck says Rickwood Field and the Negro Leagues were an introduction to black athletic talent.
I think that this league creates common heroes, common teams, a national institution that black Americans rally around, and it gives them a collective self-esteem because of their abilities in sport.
Mays eventually moved into Major League Baseball with the New York Giants. He stayed with the Giants when the franchise moved to San Francisco in 1958. Mays died Tuesday at the age of 93. Repeating our top story, the Philippines military chief is demanding that China return several rifles and equipment seized by the Chinese Coast Guard during a violent confrontation near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. Flashpoint Global Crises is your source for understanding the critical issues shaping our world and the people at the heart of these crises. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.